This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, I want to start you all with this sound. I saw it from Awful Announcing, and it was making its way around social media. I'm just going to play the clip of, what is it, First Take or whatever. It's Stephen A. Smith and Ryan Clark. And I hate even doing this and giving pub to something. I don't know what Ryan Clark's been doing, but he's been saying just outrageous things. Is it just trying to get people to give you some attention? But here's what he said about generational quarterbacks.
Few of them. I think there's less than what you think. I think John Elway was a generational talent. I think Patrick Mahomes is a generational talent. I don't think Tom Brady, I don't think Drew Brees, I don't think Peyton Manning are generational talents. I think Andrew Luck ended up being a generational talent. I don't think there's a ton of them out there.
But so then what? Then how does one in your eyes be a generational talent? Because there's not a lot of difference.
Production. Let me chime in here, because I love the argument back and forth between y'all. I ain't trying to get in the way of
you
it.
Got it.
Here's the reality. Yeah. The operative word here is. Do you believe Arch Manning is a generational talent? He could be, but he's not.
Why not
yet? What have you seen to say that he is?
There's no evidence.
There's no evidence.
All right, I'm glad Stephen A. chimed in on that. You know why?
Why?
Because recently, and I used to love the
and that's
guy.
That's Dan Orlovsky's the other guy.
That's who Ryan Clark is trying to be.
Yeah.
If you listen to some of the things he said lately, that's who Ryan Clark is trying. Ryan Clark is looking at the cha-ching on that side and thinking, well, how can I get to that level? And he's been saying some things recently that I'm like, whoa, man, I don't.
So this took me down a path. I was going to use
And I love Ryan Clark.
Yeah. I was going to use this for my shovel, but I wanted to talk more about this because the whole thing about generational talents, like I had somebody on social media question me saying, well, I don't think they're generational talents either. And I'm going, how? How are they not? They changed the game. That you're talking about guys that have won. And then I said, he's like, you can't have two generational talents in the same time. Apparently Ryan Clark thinks you can, because he listed Andrew Luck and Pat Mahomes and some of these other guys. It's like, the definition of it is it's something that comes around every 20, 30 years or something. But when you take it literally, it's like the people that talk about MVP and they say it's supposed to be the most valuable player. Okay, tell me what value is. Because last year we heard people saying Lamar couldn't win it because he had Derrick Henry in the backfield, right? Well, why did Pat Mahomes win it with Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce? You know, why did Peyton Manning win it when he had Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison? If you have talent around you, it doesn't matter. You can't describe.
Didn't he win it when he had Edgerrin James?
Yeah. You can't sit here and break down what value is. Like, it should go to the best player. That's why I hate those words.
Well, can I give another comparison?
Yeah.
How many times do we use the word GOAT?
Well, Lamar says it all the time.
How can you be the GOAT? He's the GOAT. If it's all time, you can't have more than one GOAT.
But what really upset me about this is I literally sent the message saying, okay, if you're saying there can only be one, who's the generational talent, Lamar or Pat Mahomes? And the person responding, I hope you're listening, the person responding said, well, we've seen guys that look like Mahomes. And I just sent his accolades. I said, you've seen guys that in their first 5 years have won three Super Bowls, two MVPs, three Super Bowl MVPs. You've seen that? Because I've never seen anybody do that in this league before.
No.
And looking at all the things that Pat Mahomes, I said, you got me out here defending Pat Mahomes on a day, and I'm telling you Lamar Jackson is a generational talent the same way Pat Mahomes is. Like, you could have 30 years where we don't see a guy that does that. And you could have, you know, the same grouping over 5 years and say there's three guys now that I've never seen anything like this. We've never seen anything like Lamar. And when you look at Pat Mahomes, you can tell me there's similarities. You know what he tried to do? He tried to give me, he tried to bring up Kirk Cousins and Dak Prescott saying that they're similar and they've had similar numbers to what Pat Mahomes had. And this is where I get into this. It's not about one singular thing. I bring up Pat Mahomes Super Bowls and then you go, Terry Bradshaw has more. Okay, what do Terry Bradshaw's stats look like? It encompasses everything. You don't get to change the narrative on your argument to kind of fit what you want. And it drives me insane because that's all social media is.
Pat Mahomes excelled en route to winning those Super Bowls. Terry Bradshaw did not always.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a different game too. No salary cap. And his entire
defense.
I mean, they were all,
how many Hall of Famers on defense?
Was there nine in their start?
Ridiculous.
So anyway. All right, let's talk about crime fighting back. Pickpockets in Venice, Italy are suing the people who catch them in the act. When I went to Germany, there was somebody trying to take money from you. They were acting like they were cops. And
Please
say
we get into that again. Did I hear that right?
Yes. It's like somebody breaking in your house and you shooting them and you get in trouble because they said you shouldn't have, you know, or you get sued. This has happened.
So they're suing the victims for what, though?
All right, so here you go. Tourists are often targeted by pickpockets. A grassroots group of volunteers calling themselves the Not Distracted Citizens has been working to deter theft by filming suspects and warning passerbys. Now, in a surprising twist, some of the alleged pickpockets have turned the tables, filing lawsuits against the very citizens who caught them in the act. So they're suing the people that are recording them and trying to get something for it. Because, like, there was a video in Italy of a woman grabbing another girl by the hair that stole something from her and just yanking her to the ground until she finally gave it up and beating the crap out of her. But this is just stupid. This drives me nuts where I'm a criminal. I'm doing something wrong. Oh, you made me feel this way, and now I'm going to sue you.
Yeah, are they suing them for assault? Or
I think illegally recording them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So because they have the evidence here and they're showing, you can't use that. I didn't give you permission to record. You're out in public. So I don't know what's going to happen with this, but just reading the headline, it makes you scratch your head. And my son was just in France playing paintball in a big tournament over there. And I was telling him, I said, man, watch for pickpockets on the train. There's a lot of guys with quick hands and you'd be surprised. And it's not just the men, it's the women too. Let's get to this last story because this is one that I don't even know how to start with this, but I'm just going to read it. Surgeon jailed after amputation of own legs, which leads you to go, well, why was that? Well, NHS vascular surgeon who had his own legs removed has been jailed for 2 years and 8 months for insurance fraud and possessing extreme pornography. Neil Hopper, 49, of Truro, Cornwall, carried out hundreds of amputation operations before having his own legs removed in 2019. Remember, we've talked about something like this before where people were, there was a doctor that was removing people's limbs and for sexual fetish. He lied to insurers by claiming that injuries to his legs were the result of sepsis and not self-inflicted. So that's why he's going to jail, not because he cut off his own legs. He had the insurance company pay for it. In 2019, Hopper had below-knee amputations after mysterious illness. In fact, he had used ice and dry ice to freeze his own legs so that they had to be removed. The court heard Hopper, who admitted to 2 counts of fraud and possessing extreme pornography. He said he had a sexual interest in amputation. It turned him on. However, the level of harm in 3 videos of body mutilation, which were the subject of pornography charges, was exceptionally high. Would you like to see a picture of him?
Yes, please.
Well, here, do you want the picture of him without his legs too?
Yes.
Here. I have no legs. I have no legs. Anyway, what's the sexual fetish about having part of your body removed?
I don't know. But did you ever see the movie Boxing Helena?
I know of it. Cause is that, I don't think I've seen it.
It's about the guy was if I don't know if it's a fetish or what, but he's in rapture and enamored or lusting after this woman, and he starts amputating her limbs to keep her.
Oh, maybe I have to watch it.
It's really wild.
So she couldn't run away.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Literally. So, what's his name again?
This was
Neil
Hopper. It's interesting because he can't hop anymore.
No one finds any irony in that.
Wait, that's his real name,
Neil Hopper.
Yeah.
I thought this was a joke.
No, this isn't the New York Post.
I said Neil is a joke.
No one finds any irony in any of that.
Look at this picture. This is him getting ready before surgery with no legs. Sexual fetish. Hey, I can't walk anymore.
He seems so happy.
Yeah. Well, maybe he liked it. It's just weird, and that's your world of stupid.
What's his name in the water? Bob.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Cal Ripken Jr. joins us at 8:30. The celebration of 21-31 is tomorrow at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Can't wait for that. But on the other side, 30 of 68 ESPN analysts and writers chose the Ravens to win the Super Bowl, and Lamar is the leading pick for MVP. Are high expectations a good thing or a bad thing? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, Jeremy.
We're going to be giving out, what, the next couple hours? Or we're going to do it twice today or every hour? Two times. Two tickets to see Adam Sandler on September 13th at CFG Bank Arena, courtesy of Live Nation. You're going to love it.
Get the papers.
Yep.
There you go.
Two times.
We'll give it away later this hour. Only call in when I tell you.
College football picks at 7:45. Right now, 30 of the 68 ESPN analysts picked the Ravens to win the Super Bowl, and a lot of them picked Lamar Jackson to win MVP. This is what gets me. I love this about fans, and I'll say fans here because these are the fans I analyze the most. If you don't talk about the Ravens and have any expectations, you disrespect them, and you're a piece of crap. When everybody realizes how good they are and picks them, now they're jinxing them. Shut up. You know why they're picked by so many people to win?
Because
they're good.
They're going to win, yes.
They're good. Yes. It's like you can't win with fans. If no one picks them to win, then they're being disrespected. If everybody recognizes their talent and how good they are and picks them to win, you're jinxing them. They're picked by that many people because, in fact, I'm upset, Jeremy, that more than 30 people didn't pick them.
By the way, I'm one of those guys that, like, I'm the contrarian. I want to go the opposite way on everything when I see everyone taking one side of it. It's a little bit different with the Super Bowl because we know who the usual suspects are. By the way, the past, 6 years?
Yeah.
I bet you more than half of those guys picked the Chiefs to win. And guess what? They won. Five of them and won three of them. So it doesn't really matter what they think. Now, I do agree when you're watching a game and it's like it's a one-point spread or it's a close game and everybody's on one side of it, the talking heads, probably means you want to go the other way, which on their game day crew, it did happen where they all picked the Ravens to win on Sunday night. I just think the Ravens are the better team. And if you look at it on paper, and I know it's not played on paper, this could be a very special season, just like the last two should have been.
No, they were special until we got to the postseason.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's anything. You're not really out walking on that limb to say the Ravens are the best team in the AFC, ultimately maybe even the NFL.
Of course, it's not. It's just a fact, and it's just that people, at least it's everyone's opinion. It's like the consensus opinion that the Ravens are the best team in the AFC. And we just saw before, I think before the show started, you had two teams with the favorites to win the Super Bowl, the Bills and the Ravens, both from the AFC. So, I mean, this is, you know, it's It's neither a jinx, or it's neither a good thing nor a bad thing. It just is. It's a fact. It's just how it is right now. This is how this team is viewed, and I think it's correct. It should be viewed this way. I mean, show me a deeper roster. I mean, but anything can happen in a football season, but certainly they have the best roster on paper.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I don't think Buffalo Bills are overrated overall. However, I don't think the Buffalo Bills still are better than the Chiefs, though. That's the one thing. I think because the Chiefs are kind of being maybe underrated a little bit this year.
But again, that's an opinion a lot of people share. I've seen power rankings where they'll have the Ravens 1 and like the Bills, and it'll be like the Lions, the Eagles will be 2, but the Chiefs are like 5 now in a lot of people's views.
Oh.
Yeah.
See,
the Chiefs.
I think the same way we talk about, people got upset when we were saying Lamar fatigue for MVP because he's won 2 in a row, or Jokic fatigue.
You think it's Chiefs fatigue?
Oh, there is. Like everybody, for a period of time, everybody's on it, and then everybody wants to be right when the downfall happens. It took me 8 years to be right about Tom Brady, but I was finally right.
It's like me and the Chargers.
Yeah.
They're going to win that division eventually.
Yeah, and you're going to be right.
I'm going to be right.
And then you take that victory lap, even though the previous 12 seasons did not go the way you expected. But we've all
prisoners
been there.
Of the moment, man. Come on.
Well, and then I think, too, like people are going to look down on the Chiefs. Pat Mahomes, his numbers have dipped. One of the interesting things is in primetime games, it always seems like he throws an interception. But sometimes it doesn't matter because he's so freaking good the rest of the game. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, you know, the label that Brett Favre got, that gunslinger mentality, I don't think it really applied to him. He just did stupid things because he thought he was so great. I think Patrick Mahomes
is a gunslinger.
Yes.
It works for him.
Yeah.
410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Tap
on. I was tailing into this conversation, man, but I guess y'all said originally it was an article that came out saying the Ravens are favorite.
Yeah, 30, like 30 of the 68 ESPN analysts.
Okay. Now, I would have said, like, you know, that's a bad thing. It's too much pressure on them. You know, I'd rather for us not to be favorite. But at some point in time, man, you got to just stand up and, you know, if you're the favorite, you got to go out there and win that thing, you know, just like in any other sport, man. Michael Jackson, he was the number one performer. When he got on stage, he didn't get stage fright. He did his thing and performed. Michael Jordan, man, he performed, you know, when it was time to perform. So, you know, all
that. What you go with Mike Tyson? Keep the mics going.
Michael B. Jordan.
Exactly,
when he
Mike
was.
Tyson.
Hey,
yeah, you know.
Rashawn, there's a serious question here, though. I know you want to talk Ravens, but did you see the standings where the Cowboys are 1-0 in moral victories?
Hey, listen, man, that was that game last night, man. I mean, listen, everybody expected to lose by more than that, but we're going to see them again later on in the season in Jerry's World.
You do know if they miss the playoffs by one game, they won't eliminate that game because it was a moral victory. There's no category.
But they're
1-0
in there.
I understand that, but listen, it was a lot of elements going on last night.
But
it
were?
And all that stuff. Listen, in Jerry's World, he has a button. He can push a button and close the roof. And we ain't got to deal with this weather bull crap, man. That's what, like, it killed the Cowboys' momentum last night.
It killed their momentum.
Like, man, it killed their momentum. Then they was dealing with distractions with Micah Parsons leaving and all that stuff, man. And that clown, you know, that self-centered a-hole.
Self-centered.
You know, like,
I just want to get paid.
Yeah, you want to get paid, but Jerry was going to pay you. Be patient, man. You got that clown as an agent causing confusion. Now you're up in Green Bay freezing your ass off looking stupid, man. No woman
so
out there.
So this isn't Jerry's fault?
No women in Green Bay.
Did you hear Jerry's dumbass after the game saying we were one disruptive defensive player away from winning that game? Wonder where you traded him to, dummy. Why? I understand you're a Cowboys fan, but how can you defend Jerry Jones at all? At all?
The guy came from a trailer park, man. Now he's worth $10 billion.
What does that have to do with being good at evaluating football talent?
Well, he still got 3 rings. He didn't get them by accident, though.
Yeah, he got them by Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah, he got those 3 back in the 90s. How many rings he had since then?
Watch the documentary. Watch the documentary,
yeah, the
man.
Documentaries are never one-sided. It's told by everybody. Rashawn, you're not quitting him at the end of the year, man. You realize that, right?
I'm done, man. This is my last go around, man.
I hear you.
Not the way you talk about it.
I hear you.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that tattoo you have of the Cowboy? Yeah.
He's going to be like a battered wife. He didn't mean to hit me. I love him. He loves me. Who, Jerry Jones?
You got a disruptive guy messing everything up, trying to get you paid.
Just unbelievable.
Shame on him.
Can you believe, to defend ownership over, he He totally mismanaged a negotiation with your best defensive player, one of the most disruptive players in the league. And then you trade him for two first-round picks and the big boy on the line. Come on, man. Come on.
Disrespectful. I don't believe Rashawn believes any of that.
I don't
Cal either. Ripken Jr. joins us at 8:30, the celebration of 21-31 tomorrow at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Get your tickets for that. But on the other side, week one NFL picks up next on The Fan. Hey, before we get to this, just letting you guys know I'm taking food orders if anybody wants anything.
I'll take a footlong.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
Well, I mean, I guess I can clean it up. Rob asked Joe if he wants something to eat, and he goes, "Where are you ordering from?" And I basically said, "Penises are us." And Joe goes, "Good one, Jer."
You said the short name for Richard.
Yeah.
The sporty goes.
So Joe, just if you want anything, just text it to me probably at the end of this segment.
Or just send him a picture of it.
Don't do that. Let's not do that. All right. Hey, Jeremy, I hope you could check the Dallas Cowboys because that was your pick from last night.
It was not. We all said the Eagles. I like the Cowboys to cover. And thank God for a rain delay because Daddy hit the under.
Tonight, Kansas City Chiefs versus the Chargers. That game is a neutral site game in Brazil. Someone asked, I said, "Rob, I thought you said they can't play on Fridays." I said they can't play within 75 miles of a high school.
We said, is this how they're going to do it
now? This is not counting.
The international game.
It's in Brazil. Yeah. That kind of football. I'm going Chargers. I think Chargers win this one tonight.
Wow. So am I. I picked the Chargers. I really do think they will. It's just this game just this game's going to suck. Because remember the footing was terrible last year?
But there were so many points scored last
year. Yeah, 38-35 or something. It was ridiculous.
I bet they correct that this year.
I hope so, because that was a sloppy game. People can get hurt. I hope nothing happens.
You think Brazil corrects it? They literally built a stadium for the Olympics and then just said,
abandoned it.
We don't need it anymore. Yeah. Now there's grass growing out of the walls and vines everywhere.
True.
Who you got in this one?
I'm taking the Chiefs, man. And right. And again, I'm glad Ed pointed that out and you talked about it. How bad the field was last year. We don't know what they're going to do with it. And you got a 13-hour flight to get there. Both of these teams, everybody's thinking defense. I think we get a high-scoring game tonight.
All right, I got Tampa Bay over Atlanta. Ed, who you got?
Buccaneers over Atlanta.
You guys couldn't be more wrong. Atlanta's winning this game. I love Atlanta this week. There's a little hint for everyone out there. I love it. This is a game that has that reverse line movement that we talk about. More money coming in on the Bucs. Mm-hmm. The line's going in the wrong direction. Bing, bang, boom. Take the Falcons. Beep, boop.
Hey, it's Cincinnati versus Cleveland. Who you got?
I'm going to go Joe Burrow here.
Like I said to our guest, Lee Sterling, I know exactly who Cleveland is. They're bad. They suck. I don't know who Cincinnati is, but I am picking them, Jeremy.
Since he wins, Cleveland covers.
Miami at Indianapolis. Jeremy, you love Indianapolis in this one.
Yeah, look, I think I don't know what to think about this Dolphins team. You guys know how much I love their head coach, but I think he gets fired at the end of the year. They didn't make Tyreek Hill a captain. I think when you look at this Colts team, Daniel Jones is going to a team that has a good coach with a decent offensive line and some weapons around him and a solid running game. I'm not telling you Daniel Jones is good, but I think he can be successful in this offense. And don't forget, that is also a running quarterback. It's another element that can go to that game. I think the Dolphins' defense is going to be horrendous. Give me the Indy Colts.
I think Mike McDaniel is an extraordinary, innovational offensive coordinator. The problem is he's the head coach. I don't think he's very good at that. I think Indianapolis wins that one.
I agree. I'm going with Indy as well.
Wow.
I don't think Miami's very good this year. But I don't know. I'm looking at all these teams. Basically, 80% of them. I have no idea what to think of some of these
when
teams.
You look,
who's New England this year?
Yeah, New England, Vegas. What about, we were sitting here talking about Miami and Indy. You're trying to figure San Francisco, Seattle. What are they going to look like? What's Tennessee going to look like?
Well,
I mean, none of us know.
The Carolina Panthers win 7 games this year, and they start week one. They beat the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, I don't know who Carolina is at all. I'm just going with Jacksonville simply because they're home.
Yeah, I took Carolina as well. I've been talking about them. That's the team I'm a little bit more bullish on than most. Yeah. I like their over win total this year. I think this is a high-scoring game, and I like Carolina to win outright.
Well, who are you liking in Vegas and New England?
Man, I went back and forth on this. I picked New England. I have a couple of upsets, and when you start doing that, you're like, do I have too many? I went with New England, but I know where Rob's going, and I don't disagree with his take on it. I won't be betting this game.
Rob's going Vegas. I think Vegas wins this one, week one.
I'm going with Vegas as well.
Hey, yeah, we won a football game. Yeah, he's chewing his gum.
Hey, look, dude.
Pete Carroll,
we
sorry.
We ain't doing this, man. Why are you always getting on Pete Carroll? What did he do to you?
They told me Ellen moved out of the country.
What did he do to you?
Here she is coaching the Raiders.
And who do you like in Arizona at New Orleans?
I'm taking the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals are going to be pretty good this year, and the Saints should be horrific.
Jeremy, the Cardinals win 11 games this year. The first one is week one against New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm taking the upstart Cardinals.
Who are you taking in Pittsburgh Jets?
Let me get my fireman Ed hat on. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
That's a shocker to me.
I'm shocked, too.
I think Aaron Glenn is going to turn that franchise around to just finally get back in the playoffs and lose again. But
was he around in Vietnam?
Yes. I think his father was. But Aaron Glenn, they're raving about him up there. And it's weird because I said, how often do you get a double revenge game? It's like they traded for each other's quarterbacks. Yeah. You get Fields against the Steelers, and now you get Aaron Rodgers going back to New York. And I bet you some of those defensive players on that side can't wait. Can't wait to get after Rodgers' ass.
Yeah. Who you got in that one, Pittsburgh or Jets?
I mean, I'm going with the Jets as well. I think the new coach, I like Glenn. I also, if you may forget, the Jets had the number three defense in the NFL last year. And now they have a new quarterback who I think is better than what they've had.
New coach.
Mm-hmm. Lots of talent. Breece Hall. You know, Garrett, they have. It's a talented team. I just think they need something. It was a quarterback and a coach. So maybe this is it, and I'm going with the Jets.
Hey, you said people forget about the Jets defense. I think you guys forget that the Jets. I got Pittsburgh in this one. Giants had Washington. I'm going Commanders in this one. What you got, Ed?
Commanders.
Jeremy?
I got Commanders.
Keep it moving.
Yeah.
All right. Tennessee versus Denver. Jeremy, who you got?
I challenge you to a – no, I'm kidding. I'm not challenging you to a game of horseshoes.
A game of horseshoes.
Let me ask Jacoby. Denver going to win.
That's right.
I got Denver winning. I am scared of this game, though, because this is everybody's favorite survivor pick, or it was the Eagles last night, and look at how much you had to sweat that damn thing. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what this Titan team is going to look like. The one thing I do know is Calvin Ridley going to have a rough day with Sertan on that ass.
Yeah. He is. Who you got, Ed?
I'm going Broncos. I think I think they're going to be good, but they could be 7-10 for all. But I'm going with Denver.
I'm going Denver also, and I'm going Seattle over San Francisco. Ed, who you got?
I'm going to go with San Francisco here. I can't believe they're going to remain as bad as they were last year with the just decimated with injuries. I'm going with 49ers.
Jeremy?
I'm on the Seahawks. Again, it's a big weekend of a bunch of under three field goal underdogs at home with some of the team, Jets and the Falcons and Seattle. I like all of them, man, and it's hard to get away from it, but I think Seattle pulls this one off.
While you're talking, Detroit at Green Bay.
It's another one. I'm taking Green Bay.
I
want to see Micah Parsons play in this game, but I'll take Green Bay at home to open the season.
And I'm going Detroit.
I'm going Detroit, too. I think Aiden Hutchinson's going to have a monster game.
I don't know what's going to happen with Matthew Stafford. He is kind of like iffy in this game. So, Houston at Rams, Ed.
I'm going with the Rams. I still think Houston's a bit overrated. I know they won the division last year, but the division sucks. So, not hard to do. So, I'm going with the Rams.
I think when the Rams had a good showing in the playoffs last year, they became overrated. I'm going to Houston.
Mm-hmm. This is one that I'm just so torn on. I'm going to take the Rams because I'm just going to give them a little advice. If you look at Houston, they're throwing the ball to Nico. They don't have any other receivers. Christian Kirk just got hurt. Tank Dell's out for the year. Yep. Who's the second guy they're throwing the football to? And I still think Nico's going to have a big day because he's that good. But I'll take the Rams at home.
All right, Monday Night Football. We'll come back to the Ravens game. Monday Night Football, Jeremy, Minnesota at Chicago.
I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm taking the Bears. I just feel like I need to see J.J. McCarthy because I didn't like the initial reports that were coming out. It got a little bit better as it went on, and you know me, I'm a Just Jeff truther. Justin Jefferson, the best receiver in football, but if you can't get him the ball, we got issues. But there's a ton of talent on that Minnesota side. I'm taking Chicago.
Taking Chicago. I'm taking Chicago too. Ed, who you got?
I'm going to go with the Vikings. I'm kind of torn on this one. I think Chicago's going to be better this year than they've been, and I'm not sure about the Vikings, but the Vikings have been good the last couple of seasons.
So 1.5-point spread, Vikings are favored.
Dude. Yeah, I know.
I want to shake it up a little bit. Ravens, Buffalo, Sunday Night Football. Joe, who you got?
Ravens.
Got Ravens. Got a score?
27-24.
I like that score. Ed, who you got?
Ravens.
What score?
31-21.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. Jeremy, who you got?
Go Ravens. I got them 30-17.
Okay, I have Ravens. I have them 31-24.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be one of those games where maybe a late score by Buffalo makes it a little bit closer.
A Buffalo morning show just went, I got Buffalo, I got Buffalo, I got Buffalo.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Cal Ripken Jr. joins us at 8:30. Celebration of 21-31 this week or Saturday. Should be a great celebration. Get your tickets. But on the other side, our college football week 2 preview up next. What you got, Joe? Yeah, Jeremy?
It's time to give away Adam Sandler tickets. 410-583-1057. 2 tickets to see Adam Sandler September 13th at CFG Bank Arena, courtesy of Live Nation. Giving away another pair later on in the show, Rob.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I was about to say something that's completely stupid.
What?
I was about to say there's some good college football games on this week. Remember the time that were not any good college football game? Because I don't.
See, last week... It's funny because there were 3 really big games,
yeah,
and then it was kind of a light slate, but you couldn't get past. How do you get past Texas, Ohio State, you know?
That was a phenomenal defensive
Clemson
matchup.
Clemson, LSU, yeah.
That was great, too. Ben McDonald was unbearable this weekend.
And Miami Notre Dame was the other one.
Ben McDonald was unbearable this week.
Was he? Because they won.
Oh, gosh. It was just so unbearable.
Yeah, but you don't like Clemson.
I don't, but he was just... My goodness, the LSU love. He has a right. He went to LSU. He's from there. But I didn't like the fact that he was so happy.
Did you ever say to him, like, how smart are the people down in New Orleans that they have to number the field every 5 yards? Did you guys not know which one was in between? The only field I've ever seen that had the 5 yard. 5, 10, 15, 20. Is that what the announcer's got to say?
It's Kevin Harlan, he would.
Go Tigers!
How they do it?
Go Tigers! Roar.
This week, we talked about the Illini-Duke game, the Baylor-SMU game. Not a lot of attention been put on that Michigan-Oklahoma game, though. I like that one.
I think that's one people should be paying more attention to. Like, we don't know what Michigan's going to be quite yet. But again, like, I always feel like Oklahoma, to me, has been a disappointing team for what my expectations are. Uh-huh. When they were in the Big 12, they beat everybody's ass, and then all of a sudden they get to a big bowl game, and you're like, who is this team? Like, they're always like, they had good defenses back under Stoops way back when,
yeah,
but it's been wanting ever since. I'm not saying there's not good players there, but you know, we had Lee Sterling on earlier, and he said he liked Michigan. That's a game that I couldn't figure out which side I wanted to be on.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't know who either one of these teams are. Rob, what I'm saying, that I could give you an opinion on the game and pick a side. It's just not a game I'm betting.
All right. I think I like Oklahoma in that one. I do.
Do you?
Yeah. What about Arizona State, Mississippi State, Ed?
I'm going to Arizona State. I mean, I don't know if they're as good as advertised, but I like Arizona here. I like Ole Miss, not Mississippi State, but I like Ole Miss this year. But I'm going to say Arizona State here.
It's funny you say that because I think Ole Miss lays an egg this week.
Really?
I think so. I mean, and I like them.
Very capable of doing it.
I like them. Your thoughts, though, getting back to this one, Arizona State, Mississippi State.
Yeah, it's like Arizona State being ranked, and you remember them last year with Cam Scadabaugh in the postseason play that everybody was talking about Scadabaugh, and now they got to replace that, but they did have some good wide receivers there. I think they've done a nice recruiting job. Mississippi State last week, I was a little taken back about how much they struggled in the first half with Southern Miss. They kind of got it going with like 2 minutes left and then scored some more. Even the Southern Miss coach said, you know, like, they spent $15 to $20 million on their offense and defensive line. We weren't supposed to do what we did. We're not supposed to hang with them, and they hung with them until the second half.
Yeah.
So, I'd probably lean Arizona State.
Any games you like, Jeremy?
Yeah, I mean, I've said this before, and I don't mind giving the game out. I love Baylor this weekend against SMU. SMU is ranked. There's a lot to look at with this SMU team, and I think some of the rankings that we have for guys this week or teams this week have to do more about what they did last year than where they actually are this year. And this is what we're going to find out. Week two is always the overreaction to week one. Like, oh my God, this team did that last week. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think this Baylor SMU game kind of slides in there, where it's like, well, this is the perfect one where, hey, this team lost last week and this team had a blowout. This team should have won at home. They're not good when they are. And now they're facing an SMU team that I think is down.
That's a good one. I think SMU is probably slightly a little bit rated on what they did last year, but I don't think they're that team this year.
I'll give you another one that I think is just an overreaction to week one. Florida against South Florida. Everybody looked at South Florida beating Boise. What if Boise just sucks?
I don't think Boise was that good. I just don't. I don't think they're that talented.
What if they just stink this year? And then everybody's like, man, South Florida in that home opener. Now you get Florida. Let's see if you have
Florida's
the same
two speed. Touchdown favorite.
Yeah, Florida, well, they're like a 17-point favorite, but everybody is betting South Florida because they beat Boise.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's not overreaction, but you know what team that I need to see just completely handed out an ass-whipping this week?
Who?
Texas.
What about Bama?
Texas is home and San Jose State, but my expectations this year of Texas are higher than Bama's. I agree with you, Bama needs to take care of business, but Texas, Ed, needs to just completely destroy San Jose State at home.
They should. It's almost 37-point favorites, and they should beat them by 45.
From the Ruta to the Tuta.
Seriously, they better. They've got it. They need to do like a ridiculous score like what Florida did last week against LIU, 55-0. Texas has to bounce back and convince people that they deserve to be where they started the season.
Can I give a PSA if you're having trouble sleeping this weekend? Just record the Iowa-Iowa State game and watch that at night, and you'll be fine.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know what's weird is everybody is hammering the over, under, which makes me want to take the over. But even I'm not pulling that trigger, man. Watching Iowa's offense, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Let's see if we can get close to 4th-and-1 to decide if we want to go for it.
There's not a lot of good games this week.
No, and that's why this week seems like we've listed all the good games. You might find something where you say this game could be close, but Baylor SMU, Duke Illinois. I mean, we've talked about the ranked teams and the ones you want to see, or at least for viewing pleasure. I mean, there's a lot of good games to bet.
Miami's playing Bethune-Cookman.
Well, BC?
Yeah, BC.
You're pretty good, man.
Northern Illinois comes to Maryland, take on the Terps. Think about that one.
I like the under tonight. So if you didn't see
that is it, tonight. Yeah.
Northern Illinois barely beat Holy Cross. They came back and had to win that game by 2. So you tip your cap for figuring it out, but Northern Illinois' offense is trying to go to more of a spread offense and be a quicker up-tempo offense. It's going to take a couple weeks before they figure that out, and I don't think they figure it out tonight. And I do think Maryland's offense is going to struggle a little bit. Northern Illinois had a top 15 scoring defense last year. They're not returning a lot of players, but they did hit the transfer portal hard. I don't have a pick for the side. I think this game goes under the total.
What do you think about Malik Washington so far?
So he looked good, but the completion percentage was down. If you kind of take him after the first quarter and look at his numbers, you're like, he had an amazing game. But that defensive touchdown really kind of got the juices flowing a little bit for the Terps, and that's when they started being a little bit more comfortable. Almost like, you know, if you played football or had you boxed, you almost need to get that first hit out of the way and kind of get the jitters out or whatever, the butterflies, and then it's, all right, here we go. We go to work.
410-583-1057 is the number. Rob in Baltimore is waiting patiently. He wanted to talk about Eagles Cowboys. What's up, Rob?
Hey, first, I love you guys.
Thank you.
Second, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders are undefeated. Third, Parsons didn't drop three balls last night.
Yep. This is
Lamb did. Four, I'm going to take my 180-pound dog out for a commish shit.
Well, we were going so well. Yeah.
He had been hitting the bottle, sounds like, already this morning.
I don't know that he went to bed.
Yeah, it sounds like he already hit the bottle a few times.
My God. Come back.
Shovels at 8:15. Cal Ripken Jr. joins us at 8:30. 21-31 celebration tomorrow. Oriole Park at Camden Yards. But on the other side, will we see the Ravens offense take another step this year under Monken? Can the Ravens D pick up where they left off? What makes your expectations of those Blackbirds? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.